I'm Barry Jacobs, and welcome to The Talk. Well, I know I haven't been around for a while. I keep saying that, you know, but I've been a little busy. And, you know, I'm trying to find time to do these podcasts. But I've got more time now. I do, because I have unofficially retired from working full time. So now I get to kick back, relax a little bit. I'm going to find something to do part time, of course. But as far as working full time, I'm done. My body can't take it anymore. It's just too beat up now. You know, like, and I'm almost 60 years old. So it's time to kind of sit back and kind of, you know, relax a little bit, but not 100%. So that's what has been going on in the last couple of weeks. I just decided enough was enough. So, but that gives me time to do other things now. And one of the things I get to do is I can sit back and enjoy and watch a couple movies again and do things that I want to do. Now, speaking of movies, I grew up in the James Bond era. I grew up from the very first movie from the 1960s all the way up until now. I have always enjoyed each and every James Bond movie. But the last one was, it was good. It was a really good movie. And this is a spoiler alert. Okay, here's a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the last James Bond movie or you don't know about it, I have to tell you, he does die in a massive explosion. He just didn't get out of the building in time. And the character, James Bond, dies. Now, for James Bond number 26, there's a lot of speculation going on as to what to do with it. At first, they wanted to take him and make him black. No, that didn't. Nobody was interested in that. Then they wanted to make him gay. Well, no, they didn't like that either. Now, there's speculation that he's going to be a transgender woman, and instead of driving that beautiful Aston Martin vehicle, it's going to be an electric vehicle. Oh, come on. Stop. Just stop. It's bad enough that over the last couple of movies that there's been slight transitions into making it a bit more modernized. He's not as suave with the ladies anymore. He doesn't drink as much as he used to anymore. You know, and now he doesn't even drink a martini anymore. Apparently he likes Heineken beer. You know, little subtle changes, I don't mind. I don't mind little subtle changes. But when you start making a decision to follow the trend of wokeness, I shall say, making James Bond transgender and driving an electric vehicle is just preposterous. Here's an idea. Stop the franchise. Just stop it. All right, number 25, every movie was a great success, but stop it. Stop. Let's just stop making them now, okay? Because we all know that if you make a movie, a 26th James Bond movie, and he's transgender and he's driving an electric vehicle, first off, the 1% of those people that are all in favor of all of this crap are not going to see the movie. They just don't want to have that same type of characterization of that character. But you think they're going to go see the movie? Of course not, they're not going to see the movie. They don't give a shit about that movie. But don't change him. Don't change James Bond. Ian Fleming would be rolling over in his grave right now if he knew what the Broccoli family, the producers of that film, are doing to his character. You know? And, I mean, I get it. But, you know, men aren't changing. Men are not changing. The newer generation of men are, because they can't figure out if they're male or female. But you know what? As far as James Bond is concerned, let's leave it at 25. A golden number. 25, I think, is just the great number to end the whole series with. Am I going to watch the new 26th one if it's a transgender and driving around electric cars? No, I don't really think I'm going to see that anymore. I have the entire series, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to fall into that category of, oh, I got to see this because it's the James Bond characterization has been now completely destroyed. So, no, I have no interest in seeing it. You know, it's just, to me, it's just one of those things. You know, you just don't mess with it. But, you know, Hollywood has to mess with it, or the producers of a great franchise have to mess with it. There's rumors now even that they're going to take some classic comedy movies and redo them. You know, stop. Just stop redoing them. Can't you come up with something better? You know, don't change things to please that little minority group that scream loud and proud just to please them. Because, you know what? They're not interested. They just want to see you change it. And when you do, they're happy. The rest of us, no. And financially, you're going to see it being a total bust. And I'll give you an example. The Ghostbusters franchise. Now, the first couple of them were really, really good. Then a couple of years ago, they decided, let's make another one, an all-female cast, and let's see how it does. It was a flop. Then they tried some other Disney stuff, and Disney jumped on that woke bandwagon, and they've lost a lot of money. Bud Light certainly did a major damage on their reputation with the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. Here's the thing. If you follow that trend and you jump on their bandwagon, be prepared to lose money. Be prepared that it's not going to be a financial success. Because like I said, those little few minority people, they're not interested in seeing these movies. They're not interested in anything other than themselves. And what they want you to do is they want you to change to please them, to be on their side. And like I said, they're not going to go see the movie. You can change movies all you want. The fact of the matter is, they're not going to see it. They're not interested. They just want you to jump on their bandwagon. But like I said, be prepared to take a financial hit because nobody wants to see it. And Ghostbusters proved it. When they redid Charlie's Angels with an all-female cast, that flopped. Have we not learned our lessons yet? Leave James Bond alone. Leave it alone. Because the fans of James Bond, the people that are around my age that grew up watching all of these James Bond movies, love it the way it is. Leave it alone. I'm Barry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.